This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. forces have conducted a fifth strike against Iranian-backed Houthi rebel military sites in Yemen. The action Thursday comes as President Joe Biden acknowledged that the American and British bombardment had yet to stop the militants' attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have disrupted global shipping. U.S. Central Command said the latest strikes destroyed two Houthi anti-ship missiles that, quote, were aimed into the southern Red Sea and prepared to launch. Biden said the U.S. would continue the strikes, even though so far they haven't stopped the Houthis from continuing to harass commercial and military vessels. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. The U.S. State Department said Thursday that there was no way to solve Israel's security issues and end the Gaza war without a Palestinian state. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Hugh Miller said Thursday that Israel has an opportunity right now as countries in the region are ready to provide security assurances to Israel.
We do believe that this conflict, as all conflicts do, will end at some point, and that there needs to be a political path forward for the establishment of a Palestinian state. That is the only way, not just to answer the legitimate hopes, dreams, aspirations of the Palestinian people, but it is also, and this is critical, the only way to provide lasting security for the Israeli people.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
NATO will launch next week its biggest war games in decades, with around 90,000 personnel set to take part in months-long military exercises. Quote, Steadfast Defender 24 is aimed at showing Russia that the alliance is determined to defend all of its territory. The exercises come as Russia's war on Ukraine bogs down. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.